Proclamation number 765, dated the January 31st, 1939. Love. Hate. Behold, my child, I come to meet with open arms those of you who want to accept my gifts. Your heart's yearning will convey my love to you. My love for you demonstrates itself in your desire for me, and this will also be your state in the beyond. You will constantly long for me, and my love will grant you fulfillment without end. Behold, I place love into your heart so that one day you should delight in beatitude when your love will be fulfilled. But I also place the opposite impulse into you because you can only attain a state of beatitude by overcoming this impulse, and thus your endeavor on earth should especially apply to the fight against hate, the feeling of intense animosity, for hate poisons your soul in a very destructive manner. Hate destroys everything that is created by love. A person with a feeling of hate in his heart will never ever be able to achieve perfection, for hate is part of evil after all. Hate is so disastrous and so unspeakably depressing for the soul. It is the worst evil. It is the enemy of every good attitude. It is a vice which quells everything good and noble. It is the origin of sin. A heart having succumbed to hatred is incapable of any noble feeling. Where hatred rules, no virtue can be exercised. Humility, gentleness, forgiveness and mercy, these are completely alien concepts to a heart controlled by hate. For the person has no knowledge of love at all, and this is necessary, after all, if he wants to live in a virtuous, good and God-pleasing way. The appalling effects of hate can be recognized by the person in the beyond, how it has distorted the soul of someone who is under the influence of hate in his earthly life. If only people would consider that the opposing power gains complete control over a hating earthly child so that it will find it ever more difficult to withdraw from this power and its influence, that it will also find it ever more difficult to find its way back to love again, and that such a person cannot be rescued by any other side unless he genuinely strives to liberate himself from the power of evil. As long as he does not withdraw from this influence with the firm intention to apply love, it will be extremely difficult to become free. It is certainly understandable that the human being is often virtually pushed into a feeling of hate when he looks at and reviews other people's heartlessness and observes their injustice and apparently successful conduct, but he always has to remember that there is a God in heaven who will repay every iniquity in due course. He also has to counter this with the fact that Jesus Christ even lovingly forgave those who were to blame for his death, and that a feeling of revenge at no time got the upper hand in him, but full of love, he only ever responded to the earthly children's conduct with understanding and compassion. Love should, after all, defeat hate. And therefore the children on earth likewise have to make an effort to stifle the feeling of hate when it begins to arise in the human being, and only ever repay it with love, even if the temptation to feel most bitter hatred against the oppressors of people is too strong. Most people err since they deem themselves extremely superior and believe that they have to express their power over their subordinates in a very blatant way. Yet the individual should not respond with hate. Instead, he should resolve to educate the other person with love. He should first consider his own soul, which should be protected from the danger of hate. Its struggle is at times so dreadfully difficult, yet overcoming this most detrimental attribute for the soul will lead to perfection, for then love will have triumphed over the opponent. Hate will have been rendered harmless and destroyed by the strength of love, and the soul will be grateful for such effort since it will have been released from bitter anguish. Amen.